Listen to Ribble FM anytime, anywhere. Download our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.
Are you listening? Thought so. The radio is always on and people are always listening. So what better way to let people know about your business than radio advertising? With advertising packages starting at just £25 per week, get your business heard 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. For more details, get in touch now on 01200 407 373 or email studio at ribblefm.com. Your business growth starts here on Ribble FM.
Here is your local weather forecast. Thursday will be widely dry and fine with plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Lighter winds for most, though still breezy in parts of East Lancashire. It will turn cloudier with rain arriving in the evening. Maximum temperature around 15 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
You know what? The sun is out. Blue sky streaming in through the windows here at Ribble FM Studios. What a day. What do you reckon, Phil?
It's a beautiful day. What a track to start the show as well.
What a
track.
Yeah, can't be a bit of... oh, go on, Morgan. A bit of falsetto there, was it?
Absolutely.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM. And what a show we've got for you today. We're doing some testing, as you've seen. If you've not seen the Facebook post, one of our directs on the board of directs here at Ribble FM said, right, listen, we're going to do some testing today.
And he's going to treat us to lunch.
Treat us to lunch. And we're thinking, ooh.
Nice. Shackleton's just across the road.
Yeah, but hang on.
Yeah,
what? The thing you're forgetting is who it is.
That's true. There is an element of truth there.
Yeah, who Scrooge it is. McDuck.
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck. So, Mark decided, in his thriftiness, to find a thrifty brunch/lunch snack and came in with a platter of bread treats. Right.
A luxury platter, I've just heard from the other room.
Is that what he said? Yep. A luxury platter.
Yep.
So basically, Mark brought a load of sandwiches in, you know, the packet triangle stuff, and we're going to be tasting them. They start, I can't believe you can get a triangle sandwich for £1.09 these days.
£1.09.
Right. Whatever's in it, it can't be real, can it? It just can't be.
Well, I think the other thing as well with these triangle sandwiches is to... look at the front that is showing, and then we need to do a quick sneak at the back.
The front to back test.
Front to back test, yeah.
So whether they pile
all the ingredients are piled to the front.
Yeah. That's true.
And when you get to that nog end at back, are you just eating stale bread?
Morgs, do you just want to give Mark a shout and tell him to bring the cheapest sandwich through?
Bring in the cheapest sandwich.
And what we'll do is we'll play a quick tune, right?
That's the one.
And then we'll do a test on the first couple. I said to Phil just before we started the show that the first three tracks
are
absolute belters. And he went, what, like proper bangers? I went, yeah. Oh. So while we just have a sort of like a strip down of this cheapy sandwich at £1.09, which is egg, mayo and cress. Now, back in the day,
brown.
You were posh if you had cress. Right, back in a sec.
If I go, I go, I go,
JLS and Beat Again. It was a banger, that, wasn't it? Ish.
Ish, yeah, go on.
Right, so...
It was a beat. I'll
kicking off with the first sandwich. And the first one that came in was from Home Bargains over in Nelson. And it is your classic entry-level sandwich, isn't it? Egg sandwich, egg mayo. But it did have a bit of cress on.
Just a pinch of cress.
So, Morgan abstained.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, the first thing we did was the front-to-back test.
Yeah.
Was all the filling at the front to make it look good.
Now, kind of.
It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
It was a little bit sort of...
It was definitely a little bit loaded.
A little bit loaded, that's the word I was after.
Yeah. Ooh.
It was a little bit loaded. Phil, thoughts on the egg, cress and mayo at £1.09 from Home Bargains?
For £1.09, I'm not complaining.
No.
There's not much you can get wrong, is there, with an egg sandwich?
If you get an egg sandwich wrong, you need to stop making sandwiches.
Yeah, so that's
basically
why I've stopped.
Yeah. Tasted all right for me. Yeah. Thought it could just do a little bit of seasoning, maybe a little bit of salt or something.
It's £1.09 butty, though.
But it is a £1.09 butty.
Yeah, you're right, Morgs. It is.
But we're going up market now.
Now, we're going up market because this is like proper sandwich. Now, we'll not tell you where this came from yet. What was front to back like on this one? Oh, I'm going to have to stick my fingers in it to get it out.
Oof. That's
the only problem with these triangle sandwiches.
No.
You can't get them out of the packet easily, can you?
That's hanging out the back on mine.
The bread there's soft and better, isn't
now
it?
Now, that bread is really
I'm
soft.
I'm watching Phil tear this sandwich into... I'm all right, thank you very much, Phil.
Oh, come on, Morgs, you got to try a bit.
No, thank you. That looks like fresh bread. It looks like good tear. Doesn't look loaded.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good?
100% better.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know where any of these are from yet.
You can't even compare those two.
No, you can't.
You can't even compare those two. And how much was this one, Phil? Sorry.
£1.50.
So for another 41p, that is a 300% better sandwich. The egg mayo's soft. There's little chunks of white and yolk in there. The bread is soft, but more importantly, it's seasoned.
Yeah, miles better that. £1.50, so an extra 41p?
Yeah.
You're spending it, aren't you?
Mm. Oh.
100% spending it.
Even just
that.
By looks of it. I don't like egg butties, so I won't be partaking. However, it does look like a better sandwich.
I can tell you where this is from.
Go on.
It's from the garage just behind us.
Chapman Village Store.
There we go.
Hey, well done, boys. Wow. And there was definitely a massive difference, wasn't
Definitely a massive difference.
So, in terms of the old egg mayo, and even though that one did it have any cress on? No, it was just... egg mayo. So if you fancy an egg mayonnaise sandwich for £1.50, which is cheap...
To be fair, that is cheap.
Chapman Village Store. That was definitely a better sandwich.
So, all right. It was cheap. £1.50. Cheap for a butter. I think we'll all agree on that. What would you pay for a sandwich?
I think with something like a £1.50 sandwich, you're going to add to that, aren't you? You're going to get a bag of crisps and you're going to get a bottle of...
Yeah, 100%. But I also imagine that they're going to be in some sort of meal deal.
Yeah. Well, having said that, meal deals at, like, Fresco's and that are getting up towards, like, £4 now, aren't they?
Are they?
But is that a lot for a meal deal?
Considering it used to be £2.99, and people are... It's like Mark said, you know, this is quite a frugal attempt at a tasty snack for lunch or brunch, because money's tight for everybody at the minute. I think £1.50 for an egg mayo sandwich, I thought that was cheap.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll take that. I thought that was cheap.
Oh, the next selection of sandwiches has just been brought
in. Morgs, you've got to try this.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no.
What's wrong with tuna mayo? So you don't like egg mayo, and now you don't like tuna mayo?
Correct.
No. Well, I've heard it said before, they do smell like Fleetwood. Anyway, we're going to play a tune. When we've played that, we will come back and we will do the test on the tuna mayos.
Cocktail glass behind a blind of plastic plants. finds a lady with a fat diamond ring. Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things, or a dream is trying to tell me something. But will I ever stop thinking about it? I don't know, I doubt it. Subterranean by design, I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts, assuming that there are some out there, but probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you probably don't think nothing of me. She was right though, I can't lie. She's just one of those corners of my mind, and I just put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes, I guess. For a neutron fan, marionette strings are dangerous things. A thought of all the trouble they bring. An eye for an eye, a spy for a spy. Rubber bands expand in a frustrating sigh. Tell me that she's not dreaming. She's got an ace in the hole that doesn't have meaning. Reality used to be a friend of mine, cause complete control I don't take too kind. Christina Applegate, you gotta put me on. But guess whose piece of the cake was Jack Bourne? Broke a wishbone and wished for a sign. They told the whispers in my heart were fine. What did she think she could do? I feel for her, I really do. And I stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM Dawn fan, but I'll have to put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes, I guess.
FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Looking for new flooring? Then head to Booth's Flooring on Royal Road, opposite Burnley College. We've been your local family room flooring experts for over 14 years. Hard flooring, carpets, vinyl and rugs, all under one roof and at prices that won't break the bank. Booth Flooring is here for all your flooring needs. Visit boothflooring.co.uk, find us on Facebook and step up your space today. Booth's Flooring, your home, your floor, our expertise.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way. Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Almost 25 past one on this Wednesday afternoon, this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. I got to let you know, in excess, and I need you tonight. Right, on with the sandwich challenge. But first, got to let you know.
You want a Mackay.
Thank you. There is a bit of a ruckus going on. They've messed with something again. If something's right, why do they mess with it?
Well, it's weird that, because I ask you that question quite often.
Hang on, who's messed with what?
Well, your dad only messed with something, no doubt, last night in kitchen.
I know for sure, especially with you, Producer Morgs, and Mark's in the room at the minute trying some of the sandwiches, but he'll be the same, and I'm guessing you were. One of the stalwart drinks of when you were growing up came in a carton. But for Mark, who's a little bit older, but nowhere near as old as me...
It'll have come in a glass bottle.
It will have been in a glass bottle, right?
And then you'll have got the...
And it was... Morgs, it was 100% your favourite, because we used to get the little cartons, you know, where you have to puncture a straw in the top.
What, is it like Capri Sun or something?
No, I'm talking about...
Ribena.
Absolutely on the money.
Yeah. Ribena.
Yeah.
They've messed. and people are happy. So, according to the article, it's been around in the UK for 80 years. First done in the 1930s. And it was originally made as a vitamin C syrup given out by the government to children and expectant mothers during World War II. Because, obviously, vitamin C was scarce then. Anyway, now it's a squash. You add a bit of water to it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's gone through some changes. Basically, there's a list here of 10 people that they've spoken to have always saying, no, it's just not right. Bring it back from the 70s. Bring it back from the 80s, blah, 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 blah. Now, they've actually had a chat with one of the marketing people at Ribena, Sarah Fleetwood, and she said, look, we've set ourselves the challenge of improving Ribena blackcurrant squash. The key ingredients remain. We've just rebalanced the recipe to deliver a more of a unique Ribena taste. So they've reduced the amount of blackcurrant syrup, and they've taken away, there was a chemical in it, so something approxin, I don't know what it was. Probably, anyway, it'll come out in years, won't it? That's why we're all going cuckoo. So they've reduced that, they've reduced the amount of syrup in it, and people obviously are happy, but they say, no, we've created a new, unique taste. Yeah.
Unique doesn't necessarily mean good.
No, that people don't like. Do you remember it, Mark? Ribena?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bottle, carton. Big glass bottle. That
right.
was it.
So there's a few things here.
Yeah.
Number one.
Right.
Is you could never get the syrup at home to taste like the carton.
No.
Absolutely not.
Never tasted the same.
No, you couldn't.
And number two, its competitor. I don't know if Vimto.
Yeah, I would say that's a competitor, yeah.
Did you know that that's only a northern thing?
Yeah, Vimto. It's made in Wigan, isn't it?
So I thought it was like
not that far from
here. I thought it was like nationwide. I had some friends up from Norwich and I was talking about hot Vimtos and they went, what's Vimto? What are you on about? What, Vimto? It's like...
Hey, I've got something for you.
Hot Vimto is very good, though.
We went to that very large food cash and carry in Blackburn.
Okay.
And on
Sandra.
Sandra. All right, Sandra. And on the shelf, we were buying some Vimto.
Oh, we did, yes.
And we got that bottle of Vimto that the Saudis love.
Yep.
Massive in Saudi Arabia. And the bottle was like gold labels. You know, and all that kind of stuff.
Proper.
But you had a bottle.
Yep.
We had a bottle. I couldn't tell the difference, personally.
Oh, you can.
It's thicker, isn't it?
It's really definitely thick. More viscous.
I felt, yeah, sorry, more
Pardon?
What?
Viscous.
Right, let's use words that everybody knows, because me and your dad sat here.
Have
like
you seen this Vimto for Saudi? Yeah,
it's really
1540s.
Go on.
And
I thought it had a slightly less sweet flavour to it.
But you had to put more in.
Yeah.
A lot more in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we agreed?
Ooh, yeah, I am.
Right, quickly. So that's Ribena. You're done. Sorted. Right, the two sandwiches that we did next. And obviously, while we were playing some music, we couldn't just sit here and do nothing. Well, Phil couldn't. so he dived in. Mark dived in. Right, so we're going to go with the tuna mayos. Now, both these sandwiches were bought from the lads up at Chapman Village Store. One of them is a Clayton Park, and the other one is their regular brand of sandwich with the orange label. The same brand as what was the better of the two egg mayos.
Ones, yes.
Was it the same with these two for you, Phil?
100%, yeah.
So the Clayton Park was all right?
It was, yeah. Another, again, I wouldn't have complained paying the £1, whatever it was.
I can't remember what that was.
A little bit
about
over £1.
About £1.50-ish, £1.75.
But the orange label, what are they called?
You've got the label there.
Sandwich D-Light.
Now, those are the ones that they regularly stock, and that was definitely better. Now, when I tried the tuna mayo from that brand, that was better than the Clayton Park. Again, 100% mega flavour.
I think it's the bread.
The bread was a lot nicer, but there was seasoning makes such a difference, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I think with the other brands, not, I don't know necessarily about Clayton Park, but some of the other brands, it's just a machine.
Yeah.
Dollops a dose of ingredients on, and then you push it away.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
That's it.
But front to back on those was really quite good. On the Clayton Park, wasn't just as good as on the Sandwich D-Light. They were really well filled. Anyway, quick tune, and then we're going to do the last round. What's the last round, Mark?
Battle of the Chicken.
Battle
of the Chicken.
It's the Battle of the Chicken. All right.
judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Maybe just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Eating them, weren't you?
Yeah.
Huh? Too busy eating, you got caught there.
No, I didn't get caught. I think, just to give it a bit of legitimacy, a mouthful of chicken sandwich. So the budget one was from the Deli Select again. Where was that from? Was that
This is the Home Bargains one, yeah.
Home Bargains again.
The Coronation Chicken.
Yeah. Coronation Chicken was a £1.09 special from Home Bargains.
Yeah.
Wow.
But up against a big hitter.
The most expensive sandwich on test.
I'd say a big hitter, but...
No, it's got to be... You've got to call it a big hitter. £3.25 Tesco sandwich against a £1.09 Coronation Chicken. Yeah. That's the most expensive sandwich we've got here by far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That is the big hitter of this group.
And
I'm not saying it's a great sandwich.
In price bracket, yeah.
Have to say, the charring on the bread. It was a chicken club sandwich, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Charring on the bread, tomatoes, rocket... chicken, bacon.
Bacon, cheese. There's
a cheese on
there. Yeah, there's a bit of cheese on there.
Mm. It was all right.
The question is, though, is it actually charred or is it painted with a bit of food colouring to give you that colour?
Yeah.
I think it might be painted, feeling it. I'm just stroking the bread. This is one of the weirdest things I've ever done.
You're feeling the bread to see if it is
feeling
actually...
Feeling the bread and it doesn't feel like it's actually being charred.
I bet Morgs is right. I bet it comes down with like a press that puts a bit of smoky paint on there or whatever, so it tastes like it's been char grilled. Because that has never, ever seen a griddle, has it? Otherwise, the lettuce would have gone all floppy.
Yeah, well, the bread would be a bit tougher as well, wouldn't it?
I have to say, I didn't like the Coronation Chicken one. I thought the bread,
I was all right with the Coronation Chicken. Yeah, the bread's not great, but the filling was quite tasty. There were lumps of chicken in it. Front to back ratio
filling
was quite
was
good.
Filling was quite what?
Tasty.
Tasty.
Oh my God.
Bit tasty.
Everything that ends in a lie.
So, what I'm hearing there, Phil, is if you had the Coronation filling, but on like the.
Oh, on the D-Lite
bread.
Yes, please.
You'd be happy with
you'd
that.
You'd be happy with that.
I would be happy with that.
Oh, okay.
Right, so just to round off the sandwich thing before we go and look at the news for all the other stuff that's happening. Morgs, what's your ultimate sandwich? The one that is just an absolute go-to.
I'm a bit of a sucker for a bacon, brie and cranberry.
Ooh.
Yeah, all the things that you could have picked, you've picked something normal there. Well done.
No,
everything has to be faffy, though, with you two, doesn't it? You can't just say, like, oh, yeah, I love a bacon butter, a bit of brown sauce. Bacon, brie and cranberry.
My second was probably going to be a cheese sandwich, to be fair.
Yeah, cheese. You like a bit of cheese and ham, don't you? Plain sandwich.
I just like a cheese sandwich.
Phil, you?
So, again, you know, man, now, I'm a bacon, sausage and hash brown sandwich at brekkie.
Yeah.
Dinner. You can't beat your cheese and tomato.
Just plain cheese and
tomato. Cheese and tomato sandwich.
When we mentioned it the other week, we actually got the grill out. Did you do, when we were talking about those...
The crimpets,
yeah. We made cheese and ham toasties that night.
Yeah, I made cheese and tomato crimpet.
Did you try it in your crimpet?
And, really good.
Yeah, good. Hang on. Hartley, what would be your ultimate sandwich? Just your ultimate sandwich that you would go to every time. No, I don't like the sound of that one.
Bacon butter.
A bacon sandwich. Bacon yeah, it is, isn't it?
Bacon butter.
Yeah, bacon with ketchup or brown sauce.
Or an extra sausage.
Yeah, you could have a sausage on there as well, as long as it's cut in half. Brown sauce or ketchup?
Ketchup.
Yeah, bread? Absolutely.
What kind of bread?
Oh, no, no, don't mugs. You'll send Phil over the edge.
Are you wanting, like, a nice roll? Are you wanting
a
just...
roll, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want it in a bap, don't you?
Mugs, what would you have your bacon, brie and cranberry on?
Oh, it's got to be a lovely panini
sourdough. I want a sourdough loaf, please.
Oh, it's got to be crispy. It's got to be a little bit crusty.
Lord.
It's where it has to be, but soft in the
cut his microphone, will you, please?
Honestly.
You're doing it. Do it right.
Leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go? We could light a bunch of candles and dance around the kitchen, baby. Pictures of when we were young would hang on the wall. We'll sit on the stoop, I'll sing love songs to you when we're 80. See, I finally got you now, honey. I won't let you fall. Can I go? Ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand? With every guitar string scar on my head, I take this magnetic force of a man to be my lover.
Look in my eyes, they will tell you the truth. The girl in my story has always been you. I'd go down with the Titanic, it's true for you.
Forever and ever.
lover.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Bowker BMW are delighted to announce their February sales event with 6 days of outstanding offers at their centres in Blackburn and Preston. Ending on Saturday the 15th of February at 5pm, this event will be your chance to drive away a brand new or approved used BMW with enhanced offers across the range. Reserve your appointment today by searching Bowker BMW February sales event. Think BMW, think Bowker.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over 2 decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favourite tunes, maps and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicles secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit AutoEULimited.com.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Backing off of the northeast wind and sailing on summer breeze. Tripping over the ocean like a stone.
Beautiful South, and everybody's talking. It's a Food and Drink Show live on Ribble FM on 106.7. The app, the website, the streaming, everything.
In your car. In your bathroom, if you want us to be. Kitchen.
No. Don't want to be a bathroom.
Workplace.
Right. Hey, ready? This is really cool. And I could have told you Monday, Phil, but I didn't.
Oh, right? Thanks. Okay. No secret.
So, Because producer Morgs is now, and I think we should just do a quick round of applause. Producer Morgs, now officially a firefighter and on call. So your beeper could go off now, couldn't it?
It could technically go off now, and I'd have to go, see you later, I'm off.
Good. Yeah. Hi, Dale Winton's back. Anyway.
Honestly.
Planted that earlier, didn't I?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, well done. But Morgs, I didn't tell you either. But because you were on call on Monday, I mean, and this is, you think you're now tied to Clitheroe because you're on call. I haven't got my little, can you just nip to and get, could you just go and get a, well, you,
he's
I can't do that anymore.
Boy, basically.
I haven't got my little errand boy.
Errand boy.
No. I haven't.
No, no.
And I'm missing it, mate. I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
However, there was some good news. I went into Foldy on Monday.
Into Foldy,
yeah, just because I needed some bread bits, yeah. They didn't have any fresh bread. So I thought, do you know what? No, I'm not messing. So I went down the road to Fiddle, okay? And
Cat and?
It fits, doesn't it? So I went to Fiddle and got some fresh bread. Walked around the bottom of one of the aisles, right, and as I'm coming up with the other aisle, I saw this whole half of one aisle in red and yellow. Does that mean anything to either of you?
Spain?
Yeah. They've got a half an aisle of Spanish products. Now, I don't know if, right, you're like me, but the best crisps on the planet come from Spain. Yeah? Patatas fritas. Sí. Right, and there were just loads of them, from ham to cheese to manchego flavoured, all these great Spanish crisps, then like little deep-fried bread products, these little snaps that you could, you know, like you dip in, say, some hummus or something.
A breadstick.
Like a bit like a breadstick, yeah, that's what
I get
sense.
What he means, yeah, but he can't just say a breadstick, can he? He's
no, I couldn't think what they were called.
Deep-fried bread snack.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. All the little sort of like tasty little treats that they have in Spanish supermarkets.
See, I want to know if they have the smoked paprika in the little tins.
Oh, la chinata.
La chinata.
Do you know it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All over that. Anyway, back to your story. Quick question, just to interject.
Yeah.
I'm guessing then now we're going to do the taste test of the crisps to go with these sandwiches.
It would have been nice, but I didn't bring any.
Do you know what I did find on your desk this morning?
Go on.
A bag of empty crisps.
Yeah.
Tucked in the corner.
Yeah. Those were courtesy of Charlotte at Alps.
Well, whoever they were courtesy of.
Yeah.
You've managed to wolf all them.
Oh, absolutely. Can you remember what the brand was? Because they were really good crisps.
No, I can't.
No.
And if I could, no. I'm not telling you now.
But we do have some crisps in the other room. Oh, look.
Oh,
at
there you go.
Straight in.
Along with the selection of sandwiches
right,
that we
really
received.
Quickly, these are the Director Mark's just thrown a bag of Walker's Liam Perrins because he brought the multi-pack bag in. What colour's that bag?
Purple.
Morgs?
Yeah, it's purple. Yeah.
Does that make a difference?
To what?
To the crisps.
Oh, yeah, massive difference, the colour of the bag.
Because the other news story this week
is... No chance.
Yes.
No chance.
People are in absolute uproar with Walkers, the very same people that make those, yeah? I'm trying to think of another name without saying the brand name, but obviously other crisps are available. But Walkers Liam Perrins in a purple bag. There is an uproar that Walkers will not change their colour coding for their crisps. What colour bag would cheese and onion be in?
Blue.
What?
Blue.
Morgs?
Yeah, that sounds about right. You're saying yellow?
No, it should be green like all the others. But Walkers do cheese and onion
in blue. Yeah.
And there's been a petition. Who would make a petition to tell Walkers to put their crisps, honestly?
See, I don't know because, for me, it's salt and vinegar is green.
Salt and vinegar's green, yeah.
No, salt and vinegar's blue.
But also, salt and vinegar is blue.
It is. 100%. Anyway, not discussing it anymore because it's... Anyway.
You're wrong.
Everything... Oh, yes. Ooh. You want to challenge me, Mr. Hayworth?
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one right beside you is where. Yeah.
From this moment, I have been blessed. I live only for your happiness and for your love. I'd give my last breath from this moment on.
Bit of a somber track, that one. Shania Twain and From This Moment On. Thanks, Shania. It is the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM, and we are now going to do What's that?
You're actually horrible.
Is that you?
No, it's not. You playing a sound effect. Just
what? What's the matter? What's the matter, Morgs?
He's found a video of my beeper going off and played it on the desk.
I'm going to leave it to blame your old man, but actually it was
that, just... So, my heart is in my mouth.
Well, you didn't move right quick either, did you?
Because it didn't
He's on out of his chair.
It didn't sound 100% right. Something wasn't quite right, but yeah, I knew what it was.
So basically, Phil passed me his phone, and he'd found a video from Wiltshire Fire with somebody's beeper going off. So we sat it on the desk, went to do the link then, and I pressed play. Morgan's face. Did you actually think for a minute it was right or not?
I knew the sound, because it's the same sound,
yeah.
But it just didn't sound right, because obviously it's coming through a phone.
It wasn't cruel, was it, though? Nah.
A little bit.
Did it get you going, though? Did the adrenaline start?
Yeah, my heart's still pumping.
I think, to be honest, Morgs, you're probably very apprehensive about the first call, aren't you? Just get that first call in, that dash to the station.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody lining the streets going, hero, hero.
All right.
Not all heroes wear capes, but some drive smart cars.
Yeah, some drive smart cars. And wear Yellowstone hoodies. we just wanted to have a quick catch-up with Phil before we disappear.
Oh, no.
So last week, we did talk about your culinary skills. Now you're up in the game. Now, the other night, you just sent me a picture, right?
Yeah.
And it was some cheesy pasta thing, which seems to be a bit of a trend. You like the pasta stuff,
like, right?
Because it's easy. It is good for you.
Easy?
Yeah, it is easy. You just boil it, for goodness sake. What's up with you?
It'll be some nip pan.
Can you just describe really quickly what you did this week?
The cheesy pasta bake, the meatballs, the Italian meatballs from Beecher's Butchers in Barrowford. Gave you one yesterday.
Incredible.
Unbelievable, aren't they?
Incredible.
Tried it with others. supermarket ones, yeah, nowhere near as good. But yeah, basically, in the oven, let them cook, pasta on the boil, like you say, you know me, pot sauce, bang, all in, foil, 20 minutes, half an hour in the oven,
yeah,
just to get them little edges charred that are sticking up,
yeah,
foil off, cheese on, back in the oven, melts, bang.
I mean, honestly, Morgs.
It sounds tasty.
I think the big thing for me is that he's just now trying.
Did you see my Wednesday tea? Did I send you that?
No, and we haven't got time. Thank you so much to Phil and Morgs, who's now just about settling down.
Still not.
Have yourselves
a
great Wednesday. Honestly. We'll see you next week.
Toodles.
Bye.